You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Sulo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and I'm very pleased to be back once again with the lovely and talented Amy Turner. She is here representing Theater by the Sea. Welcome back, Amy.
Thanks, Mike. It's always good to be here.
Always great to see you. And Amy is with, as I said, Theater by the Sea, or Ocean State Theater, which is the actual foundation that is performing at Theater by the Sea, right?
That's right, yeah. When it reopened in 2007, it was done so as a not-for-profit entity, hopefully to ensure its future for a long, long time, and that's Ocean State Theater Company. That's exactly right.
That's the way we do it, and Amy has been here on many occasions. We were talking before the show. She's been here more than anyone else on 5 years of conducting conversations, so she gets a special badge that she wears when she's in the studio.
Can I wear my tiara,
and
my honorable mention tiara?
There you go. And Amy, you brought a guest with you today. Tom Gledow is here, and Tom is going to be in Hairspray. Welcome back, Tom.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I shouldn't say welcome back because you probably haven't been here before.
I have not, but
we'll say welcome anyway.
It's great to be back.
Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised if some of your listeners are familiar with Tom's work around the state, so maybe it's welcome back for them.
All right. It could be very much so. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Tom.
Oh, I've been acting in Rhode Island for the last 20-some-odd years. I was in Chicago and a little bit of New York before that, but most of the time I've been in the New England area.
Okay, and any shows that might be familiar to people?
Well, the last couple of years, I've mainly been working at the GAM Theater
okay.
in Pawtucket, so I've done a lot of Shakespeare, Much Ado About Nothing, Romeo and Juliet. I was just in A Doll's House by Ibsen. I did the musical The Producers at the New Bedford Theater Festival, so I've been around.
There you go. So you dealt with our friends Armand in New Bedford.
Hey,
Armand, I sure did. Armand and George.
And George.
Two lovely men.
They are. They are indeed. Well, we're talking about Theater by the Sea. We're talking about Hairspray, which opens next week. And that's a very exciting time when a new show comes along. And Hairspray, Amy, of all the shows we've done, probably might be one of the best well-known as far as all the generations are concerned.
I do think it has a unique history. It, of course, was a John Waters film many, many years ago. And it's interesting how the world sort of evolves and changes. At the time, it was a pretty controversial subject matter. It was a pretty controversial character. Of course, it Ricky Lake just blasted her into fame.
Mm-hmm.
And then it took a while for that to be transferred into a musical, which it was in 2003, I believe, it was on Broadway. And of course, then it was made into, well, first it won almost every Tony that it was up for. And then it became another movie based on the musical starring John Travolta. So a lot of people are familiar in one incarnation or the other.
Sure.
And I think it speaks to sort of the love and the interest and the universal message in there that people have reinvented it. They have been drawn to it and they really have been supporting it for a lot of years.
Yeah, and it does. It is one of those. It does cross the generation gap because you'll have young kids that have kind of grown up with it and mm-hmm. teenagers that like it and, of course, adults as well. Let's get to the first piece of music, which is kind of sets the scene, I guess. It's called Good Morning Baltimore. Anything that we need to know about that, Tom? Or?
Well, this is the introduction to the show. Tracy's good morning and welcoming in a new day in Baltimore and how she is planning to make her day a special day and change her life.
That gets us in the mood. Everybody's dancing in their seats and having a good time. And
yeah.
I guess that's kind of the way the whole play goes. Most of it is just fun.
Couldn't set it better. It
so
is a joyful,
happy
show about just enjoying life and getting the most out of it. And I really do believe this is going to have the audiences dancing in the aisles. First off, it's music from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's practically dancing from start to finish. So, yeah, you're in for a treat.
Now, if the audience listening is wondering, Tom, why don't you tell everyone what part you're playing?
I am playing Tracy's mother, Edna Turnblatt.
You have a low voice for a mother.
I hope so. Actually, my voice is not too low, but I think the low voice only helps with Edna.
Right. Anyone that has not seen the show, there's some history to having a man play this part, right?
There is. Ever since the beginning, it's traditional that a man plays Tracy's mom. It started off with Divine, the very strange and yet wonderful actor who was in the John Waters original film. And then Harvey Fierstein, who was so incredible, I believe won a Tony for his performance. Mm-hmm. And then finally in the movie musical, John Travolta played Edna.
It's kind of tough to put John Travolta in with Harvey, but I guess it certainly worked in both cases, I guess. They both appeared to be successful. And So,
John Travolta had a little padding that Harvey might not have.
Yeah, and I don't need too much padding as well. And just in all the right places.
Oh, there you go. All right. And the premise of all this is that Tracy is just this. Do we want to give the storyline a little bit, Amy?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Tracy is a unique girl. She doesn't have a traditional figure nor a traditional look. Of course, this is back in the 60s. It does take place in Baltimore. And there's a lot of racism and prejudice in the world. And she kind of just doesn't see it, first of all. And she certainly doesn't accept it or understand it. And her dream in life is to dance on TV, to dance on the Corny Collins show. And because of the prejudices, she hasn't really been allowed to do that. But that does not stop this young lady.
And does that lead us to this next, the nicest kids in town?
Sure. The nicest kids in town are, in fact, the Corny Collins dancers, if you will. Mm-hmm. And so they have been dubbed the nicest kids in town. And they are the traditional concept of what somebody would look like on TV.
Here we go.
Strikes four. Like crazy bunch of kids crash through that door, yeah. They throw off their coats and leave the squares behind, and then they shake it, shake it, shake it like they're losing their minds. You'll never see them frown, cause they're the nicest kids in town.
Amy, as usual, we want to make sure everyone knows how to get to see Hairspray at Theater by the Sea. Tell us about website and things like that.
Well, we do always love to send people to our website, theaterbythesea.com, because it's easy to remember. And I think you can really get any information you want there. But of course, you can always call our box office directly. And that's 401-782-TKTS, which is 8587. We'd be glad to help you out and come down and see the show before it's gone.
Right. It's one of those good news, bad news things whenever I see Amy, because it's always great to see her. But in the meantime, every time we see each other, it means it's one more part of the summer that's gone.
The summer clicks away.
Right, suddenly, we're halfway through. But at any rate, it'll be fun. If you haven't been to Theater by the Sea, I encourage you, as I always do, to get down there. It's a wonderful, wonderful experience. Very comfortable and beautiful gardens and a nice bistro right next door. There's lots of things to do. So check it out at theaterbythesea.com. And let's try to get this last song in before we take a break. Mama, I'm a Big Girl Now. And does that involve you, Tom?
It does involve me. It's
I presumed
yes.
So.
Mama.
Like any young girl, her mom is overprotective, and Tracy is looking to branch out and become a big girl, quote, unquote. And so this is her saying, you know, I'm a big girl now. Stop pestering me. Mama, stop overprotecting me.
All right. Well, listen to that and then take a short break and be back with more of Theater by the Sea.
Don't contradict me!
Don't disobey me!
Don't even think about going to that audition!
Please!
No!
Mother!
Stop!
Stop telling me what to do!
Don't!
Don't treat me like a child of two!
No!
I know that you want what's best!
Please!
But mother, please! You won't allow,
'cause mama, I'm a big girl now.
Oh, Tracy.
Once upon a time I used to play with toys, but now I'd rather play around with teenage boys. So if I get a hickey, please don't have a cow,
'cause mama, I'm a big girl now.
Ma, I gotta tell you that without a doubt I get my best dancing lessons from you. You're the one who taught me how to twist and shout, because you shout
People at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Zullo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Zullo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Zullo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelzulloart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Theater by the Sea. Amy Turner is back, and she has brought Tom with her, and Tom is playing the role of mother in Hairspray. And what is the mother's name again, Tom?
Edna.
Edna.
Edna Turnblatt.
Edna. If you are a longtime Rhode Islander, you'd know that we had a hurricane named Edna many years ago. But
about the same.
Yeah, Edna's a hurricane, absolutely. Yeah,
Edna's a hurricane. That kind of works out.
Definitely a whirlwind.
There you go. Amy, who else will be in the production?
Well, for those people who are familiar with the local theater scene, we have a lovely actress making her Theater by the Sea debut, Rebecca Gibble, that many people will remember from Trinity Rep's production of Camelot, where she played Guinevere to great success. And you just, Tom, worked with her at the GAM, didn't you?
I did. I worked in her a production of A Doll's House, Ibsen's A Doll's House, and first time I met Rebecca, and she is just incredibly delightful on stage and off.
And she actually, I think you could, without stretching too much, say she plays the villain in this production.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, she is the barometer of who gets on TV and who doesn't, mm-hmm. and does not want Tracy on her show.
Because Tracy doesn't conform to what
To her image. That's right. Okay. So that's really our main obstacle. And then for people who enjoyed our production of Full Monty, which I think a lot of people did mm-hmm. and might remember from my coming here, Russell Garrett, who's based more out of the Boston area, but is a semi-local, we'll call him a New Englander. He's back to direct this, and he's also choreographing this year. He has a really strong dance background mm-hmm. with Broadway shows and whatnot. And boy, there is dancing, as we sort of alluded to before. And I think this is the biggest cast we've ever had on the Theater by the Sea stage.
Wow, bigger than Chorus Line?
Yeah.
That was a lot of people.
It was a lot of people.
Trying to squeeze them all in there dancing, yeah. So this ought to be interesting.
Yeah, so it'll be really exciting, and Russell brings a great energy to everything that he does, so we think he's perfect for the challenge.
All right. Tom, set up this next song for us. It's called Welcome to the 60s.
Welcome to the 60s is actually about my character, which is Tracy's introducing his her mom to... to the 60s. Her mom is she's overweight, she's insecure, she doesn't like herself to a certain point, so she's afraid to leave her apartment. She doesn't go out. She says she hasn't left her apartment since Mamie Eisenhower bobbed her bangs. So so Tracy takes her out to kind of reinvent Edna, and this is Welcome to the 60s.
Hey! Let's make a pit stop at the wiener stand.
Hey, Mama, take a chance.
Oh, Tracy, it's been years since someone asked me to dance.
So I go, go, go.
Pass now.
Say hello.
To the light in your eyes. Yes, I know that the world's spinning fast now, but you gotta run the race to win the prize.
Hey, Mama.
Step aside.
Your mama's welcome in the 60s. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, your mama's welcome in the 60s. Oh, 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 oh. Go, mama, go, go, go. Welcome to the 60s. Open the door for the girl who had more. She's a star. She's a go, go, go. Hey, mama, welcome to the 60s.
Okay, now that we're up to date and we're in the 60s, and we've got Tracy's mother out of the house, and Edna is now a woman of the world.
She is.
And spoken her mind. Some of those are the kinds of things, I guess, that you were talking about, Amy, that lead people to feel good about this show, because it is a feel-good thing. Tom, if you were watching this for the first time, what do you think your impression might be as far as... are you happy with the characters as they are? Are you happy with the storyline? What do you leave, or do you just leave humming all the tunes because they're very memorable?
Well, I'll say this. I saw Hairspray on Broadway the second week after it opened. And I just was amazed at how, and Amy's touched on this already, how glorious the whole show is. Meaning it was so big and colorful and fun music, and it was just, it was funny. I remember laughing extremely hard, and I thought, this, if this show doesn't win every award this year, which I think, as Amy said, it did, I said, then something's wrong. It was the biggest, splashiest musical I had seen in years, and I just thought, this is it's what we need in so many ways. It's glorious. Yes, I love theater that makes you think and thought. I love all of that. I'm all for it. But this, if you can't have a good time with the show, then there's something seriously wrong with your life.
Right. What do they call it? A big, fat Broadway musical.
Big, fat Broadway musical.
That's what they call Hairspray.
Big and fat is very appropriate for
yes.
the show.
Okay. Yes.
All right. So, and it's just a good time. And I think, you know, off air, we were talking about having fun and enjoying musicals in general. And this is one of those that you can just go and do that. Like you say, you don't have to think a lot. It's not an Evita or mm-hmm. something where that is trying to get a certain kind of message across to you. This is just, it's right out there.
Well, and I think that the real exciting thing about Hairspray is it's not just a vapid show. I mean, it does have a story, and it has characters, mm-hmm. and it has a journey, and it has success, and it has fear. And, you know, it really does have a message if you will. But it's just wrapped up in this wonderful package, and it's led by this character that just will not be stopped.
Right.
And if never that's not a strong message, you know, I mean, you just go out thinking you can conquer the world, right? Didn't you?
Absolutely.
You just wanted to dance down the street and make a fool out of yourself and not care what anybody thinks because you're just so happy.
And as a in real life, as a father of a young lady, it's so incredible to have this main character be a young woman who explores this and can do this. It's not the man's world. It's this young girl who says, listen, this is what I want out of my life, and I am going to break all barriers to do that. And that's a great message to give to young people nowadays when that's hard to find sometimes.
That's right. That's right. A message is a good thing. And speaking of messages, we have big, blonde, and beautiful. maybe we don't need to say anything. We'll just let everyone listen to the lyric.
Maybe we don't.
All right. Good enough. We'll do that, and we'll be back after big, blonde, and beautiful.
Once upon a time, girl, I was just like you. Never let my extra large lard just shine through. Hair was brown and nappy, never had no fun. I hid under a bushel, which is easier said than done. Then one day my grandma, who was big and stout, she said, you gotta love yourself from inside out. And just as soon as I learned how to strut my funky stuff, I found out that the world at large can't get enough. So bring on that pecan pie. Pour some sugar on it, sugar, don't be shy. Scoop me up a mess of that chocolate swirl. Don't be stingy, I'm a growing girl.
I'm beautiful. I guess I'm beautiful. All right, I'll do it. Keep up this pace.
And girls, I'll be right at your side if I can find some space.
So you can hold your head up just as big as you please. You know they'll hear me knocking with the two of these. Now, tomorrow, side by side, we'll show the world what's right.
Looks like I'm touching up my roots tonight.
Touch them, girl, and we'll be big blonde. Can't you hear that rumbling? That's our heart.
cause their tax.
Quick, call the cops!
We're gonna dance our way to victory!
You bet I'm big!
This blonde is great.
The people at Robert's Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Robert's Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Robert's Musical Instruments.
Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Sulo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Sulo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Sulo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelsuloart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We are talking with Amy Turner, who is the Producing Artistic Director of Theater by the Sea. And Tom Gladow is here, who is playing Edna in Hairspray. And Amy, some of the things that go on at Theater by the Sea, you have the four major musicals during the year,
yep,
which we started off this year. Man of La Mancha was just tremendous, and Spelling Bee, a lot of fun before that.
Thank you.
Hairspray is the third. And then after that, what happens?
We produce The Drowsy Chaperone, which is also another Tony Award winner, a more current musical, although it is really a love letter to an old-fashioned musical. So certainly no one needs to be concerned about it being a quote-unquote contemporary musical. It's just a very sweet, happy, a very different view of musical theater, but a lot of fun. And then we're going to close our season with our first ever fifth show, which is also our first play since reopening, and that's The 39 Steps, mm-hmm, which is actually another Tony Award winner, the longest-running comedy on Broadway, in Broadway history. And it's a very, very funny send-up of the Hitchcock thrillers, specifically, obviously, most importantly, the 39 Steps.
Right, right. Yeah. And then you have other things for children during the summer also.
Yeah, we're right in the middle of our Children's Festival, which is a series of shows that are on different Fridays at both 10 and noon. And it's a way to help hopefully open up the door to young people and introduce them to theater. All of that information, of course, is on the website, but we do have four more shows left in the summer. It's a very economical way. It's a $10 ticket if you've got nothing better to do with your kids. It's been very successful and growing every year. We're really excited to add that sort of to our repertoire.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds great. There's always a lot of things going on at Theater by the Sea. Maybe after this piece of music, we'll talk about the gala coming up again,
yeah,
this year. But let's get to this piece of music. And this is called Timeless to Me, Tom. And what is that referring to?
This refers to, I'll say, during the play, we're at Edna and her husband, Wilbur, are at their lowest at this particular point. And Wilbur, who is just a genuine, nice spirit, is helping Edna out of her doldrums. And they start to sing this beautiful little fun love song to each other, and it is a glorious little moment between Edna and Wilbur.
Edna and Wilbur, and I think Wilbur was played by a famous actor in the movie.
Christopher Walken.
That's right. Okay, I could see him, but I couldn't get the name.
Actually, our Wilbur is another local actor.
Yes, he is.
A professional actor of many years. In fact, I think he first performed at Theater by the Sea in 1979.
Did he say 79? 70? I think that's
in
right.
In Shenandoah. So some
almost
people
almost as old as I am.
I know. Me too. But anyway, Sean McGurk, and he is a delightful actor, and we're thrilled to have him back. In this role, and certainly the audiences will be very excited to see him back on the Theater by the Sea stage.
All right, let's go to Timeless to Me.
Oh, baby, don't you realize, come what may, you'll always be my joy buzzer. Styles keep a-changing, the world's rearranging, but Edna, you're timeless to me. Hemlines are shorter, a beer costs a quarter, but time cannot take what comes free. You're like a stinky old cheese, babe, just getting riper with age. You're like a fatal disease, babe, but there's no cure, so let this fever rage. Some folks can't stand it, say time is a bandit, but I take the opposite view. 'Cause when I need a lift, time brings a gift, another day with you. A twist or a waltz, it's all the same schmaltz, with just a change in the scenery. You'll never be old hat, that's that. Ooh, you're timeless to me.
Oh, Wilbur, fads keep a-fading, Castro's invading, but Wilbur, you're timeless to me. Hairdos are higher, mine feels like barbed wire, but you say I'm chic as can be. You're like a rare vintage ripple, a vintage they'll never forget. So pour me a teeny weeny triple, and we can toast the fact we ain't dead yet. I can't stop eating, your hairline's receding, soon there'll be nothing at all. So you'll wear a wig while I roast a pig, hay. Pass that geritol. Glad Miller had class, that tummy check is a gas, but they all pass eventually. You'll never be passé, hip, hooray, you're timeless to me.
Oh, and the baby dance with me.
Oh, Wilbur, oh, you make me feel like a girl again.
Oh, honey, show the bumper.
Oh, honey, I think my bumper's stuck in neutral.
Don't break it, we may need it later.
What do you think of this one, big boy?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Can you feel that all the way over there? You're like a broken down Chevy. All you need is a fresh coat of paint.
And Edna, you got me going hot and heavy. You're fat and old, but baby, boring you ain't. Some folks don't get it, but we never fret it. Cause we know that time is our friend. And it's plain to see that you're stuck with me until the bitter end.
And we got a kid
who's blowing the lid on the Turnblad family tree.
You'll always hit the spot, big shot. You're timeless to me.
You'll always be du jour, mon amour. You're timeless to me.
You'll always be first string.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
You're timeless to me. Well, but maybe you should pull a shade.
Oh.
You're timeless to me.
Oh, baby, you're teasing me.
You're
timeless to me.
Well, but let's take this upstairs.
You're timeless to me.
As usual, time flies when we're having fun, and it's always fun with Amy in Theater by the Sea. And it's just such a fun musical. You don't want the music to stop. And I think that's the way the audience is going to be treating this when they see it. And Tom, you mentioned to me off air, you've been having a good time too.
I have been having a blast. This has to be one of my favorite shows that I've done in a very long time. And mainly because the whole atmosphere has been fun. From the head, from Amy to Russell, right on down. But these kids that are in this show, that dance and sing, the voices and the way they dance, which I'm always envious of because I can't, but especially in heels, horrible. But they are wonderful, and it's been such a great experience. It really has.
Yeah, it's a great atmosphere there, and they have a great intern program.
Absolutely.
Which, Amy, maybe we can just throw in a brief comment about that. I know that the shows this year, you've had the opportunity for an intern to speak at the end of the program.
That's right. It's sort of been our not-for-profit focus, if you will, was on educating people on our intern-apprentice program. Number one, because we're very proud of it. And number two is that the feedback that we've been getting in the last 4 years from participants in it has been so strong. I say this every year. I feel like we have the strongest pool of interns and apprentices that we've ever had. So, you know, maybe I'm a little biased, but this year we do. We have 14 in total. They cover 8 acting interns, an administrative intern, a stage management intern, and the remainder are all technical apprentices in either our electrics, our properties, our costume, or our scenic shops. And we just immerse them with wonderfully talented people such as Tom, but hopefully with some mentoring. Joel Kipper, the other producer on the property, is also our intern coordinator, and he meets with them several times over the course of the summer in sort of a mentoring way. So this year we've been trying to draw attention to that because the program in and of itself does cost $45,000 to do, and we think it's worth every penny. So thank you for asking about that.
It's a great program, and that's just one of the many great things you can find at Theater by the Sea. You can go to their website at theaterbythesea.com and find out about showtimes. The show opens up July 22nd. That's right. And it ends on August 13th. And the phone number to call for tickets is 782-8587. And if you want a little trick to remember that, it's TKTS, like tickets. Okay, so 782-TKTS, and that's, of course, area code 401. And Amy, thanks so much for coming in again. It's always a pleasure to see you.
You're very welcome. It's always fun.
And Tom, thanks. It's great meeting you, and I'm sure the show is going to be very successful. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
All right, we're going to go out with what else from this show, but probably the number one song, I guess, and hopefully we'll get it all in. It's called You Can't Stop the Beat. And that's the way it is. You just can't stop the beat with Theater by the Sea. See you next week, everyone, on Conducting Conversations.
Speed up.
Christmas ham. So if you don't like the way I look, well, I just don't give a damn. But the world keeps spinning round and round. My heart's keeping time to the speed of sound. I was walking till I heard the drums and I found my way. But you can't stop with me. Ever since this whole world began, a woman found that she shook and shake and shake up my man. So I'm gonna shake and shimmy in the back.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Zullo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the historic Velvet Mills Complex in Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.